I want to give a shout out this morning to a couple of top blokes, James and Paul from the Shed Company, who pulled over to help a lady that had whose car had broken down in the middle of the road in Hovel Street in Wodonga yesterday. Just after 5 o'clock, I was taking Dan home from dancing. Everyone, and imagine 5 o'clock, Wodonga, that's peak hour.
Yeah.
There were cars swerving around her. She was in an old HT Kingswood.
Bloody hell.
Right? Which I reckon she probably had owned since it was brand new. And she couldn't, it wouldn't go into gear and she couldn't get it to go. So people were just like swerving around her and almost looking irritated. Well, I was coming up behind her and I noticed that she was obviously stalled. So there's all car parks all along there.
Yeah.
So I pulled over. And just as I pulled over, James and Paul pulled over behind me. So we all got out, the three of us got out and went over to see. And the poor lady, she was so flustered because she said, I've just had my car fixed and it's this has happened. So anyway, we got the car off the road, just managed to start it and move it over to the side of the road and got it all sorted out so that she was, you know, on her way again. But I just was really shocked. Well, not shocked that the guys pulled over. I was rapt that they did. And they were lovely guys. And we stayed there until she was all sorted and on her way. But I was shocked at the number of people that did not bat an eyelid. And it was obvious that there was a fairly small person in the car because you think of those, you know, the bucket sort of seats that they had in those old cars. They don't have headrests.
Yeah, that's right.
You could barely see her head over the top of the seat. So I'm like, oh, that's a little lady in there. She's going to need a hand. And they're heavy cars. So I thought, well, I'll pull over. Hopefully someone else will pull over and we'll be able to push it off the road. Anyway, she was very grateful that we stopped. But I just thought, of all of those people that went by, only two blokes stopped. What is wrong with people, Matt? Honestly, I'm shocked. And I know I hate to do the whole pull the whole gender card, but when you're looking at moving a car off the road on a hill, because it was going uphill, you actually need a bit of brawn.
She was in the car, though, so if you weren't looking...
Yeah, she was in the car, but she was clearly stopped in the middle of the road. She wasn't going anywhere.
But, you know, maybe they just... I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
What were they thinking, Matt?
Well, maybe they were just so focused on looking forward that they didn't look inside the car and they didn't realise that it was a...
That there was a person in there. As they drove past, because they had to swerve past to get past her, you could see there was a person in the car.
It's hard to defend,
trying to get herself... Like, trying to get the car to go again. Very hard to defend. I was a little bit disappointed with the majority of Wodonga yesterday.
It might be time for her to look at
except for James and Paul, who were lovely.
To be fair,
it might be, but anyway, that's by the by.
That's a separate issue.
That was all getting sorted. That was no drama. but I just thought, you know.
No, I agree with you, Lou.
Come on, guys. But do you pull over for people? Like, I always pull over if I see someone in distress, even if they're okay and they get going. Doesn't matter.
It depends on the circumstances.
It takes you 2 seconds to pull over, seriously. And everyone was going home because it was 5 p.m. So they were just all, they all just had their heads too far up their own, you know what, to see what was happening around them.